Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bullocker Podcast. And I am Moose Lundstrom.
Michelle Staley.
Michelle Staley. And you know what? Happy 2024. This is actually the first episode of 2024.
We made it to 2024.
Right. And I want to thank Whiskey, Wine, and Whatever Girls for Michelle being on loan today.
That's really nice. I just kind of was like, well, I guess it's a Wednesday.
Right.
And I'm like, it's a Whiskey Wednesday, so I'm just going to, I guess, put on my Whiskey Wednesday hat, Whiskey, Wine, Whatever Girl hat. And
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Or a shirt.
Or a shirt. Yeah, exactly.
There's another voice just showed up.
Sorry. Yes.
That's our. We have a returning guest.
There we go.
Someone from way back in the day, episode 30, she was on the first time. So, yeah.
Hey, and it was so much fun.
Kelly Paris, how are you?
I am amazing. Thank you, my friend.
Yes, you are amazing. I agree with that very much so. You have a great Stop the Silence. Right? I fucked that up, didn't I?
I fucking love you.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kelly. You go ahead and say what it is.
It's Break the Silence.
Break the silence. I don't even want to say Stop the Silence.
Well. Wait, it could be. I mean, we're stopping.
Yeah.
We're stopping.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay.
You've got this great thing that I'm going to just completely get wrong.
Look it up. So, yeah. You know, it's not the worst, though, because I get Breaking the Silence all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not ing.
We're gonna get into that absolutely at the end. I want to know how it's going. You're making huge leaps with it, and we're gonna talk about it.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's really exciting.
I don't even, you know, since I'm not in radio anymore, I used to kind of know what was going on a little bit more.
It's
so
blowing up. I'm excited.
That's awesome.
I'm excited about telling you guys about it.
That's because you've been very tenacious with it. You've been very
tenacious. Yeah. That word. Mm-hmm.
See, I can't get the word right, but I have toilet paper I read. I'm like, tenacious. I'm going to use that sometime this week.
I'm going to use that in a second.
Tenacious. Isn't that a Jack Black thing?
Tenacious D, yes.
Tenacious D. I was going to say it, but I was like, I'm not going to say it.
In honor of Whiskey Wednesday, since we have one of their, it's a podcast, by the way, you can check out on Facebook and
Instagram. We have an IG page, Facebook. I like to share funny stuff. I shared a SNL skit. You'll have to check it out.
Which one is it?
I don't want to say it wrong. Being a cork sucker.
I just see it. I've seen that. I'm talking about the cork sucking, and they really. Have you seen it, Kelly?
No, I'm going to go look it up
it's
now.
I actually shared it on the Whiskey Wine Whatever page. Okay. It's pretty hilarious. Yeah, so.
I'll go look at it.
So sometimes funny stuff, sometimes that's probably over the edge. Probably my cohort's a little bit like. There she goes.
I have to filter my stuff on the Break the Silence page all the time. So I'm like, follow my personal page. It's really me.
You brought some booze today.
I did. Delicious. Well, when I was like, hey, wait a minute. It's Whiskey Wednesday. Buddy Juan Ayala with the Village Liquor Store.
What's up, Juanitos? You son of a bitch.
Huge hey, supporter. Juan. Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Always,
a good dude.
Always has the goods. I mean, I had some stuff at home, but I was like, hey.
That's your stuff.
Yeah, that's my stuff. Yeah. That's my stuff.
Don't get high on your own supply, right?
Yeah. So Screwball, eggnog. And eggnog is my favorite.
Are you an eggnog fan? Just regular eggnog, Kelly?
I mean, no.
Oh.
Now, you either are or you're not. There's no in between.
Are you? Mm-mm.
Are you going to
do it? I love eggnog.
He's into it. Look at him. He's all excited. He's smiling. He's all.
There's Matt Bronger is a comedian who's got this. He hates eggnog. He calls it elf jizz. But the whole skit he does, the whole bit he does on it's amazing, dude. So good.
Really?
Yeah. No. I'm going to find it and send it to you.
You should. You know, I love.
I just kept drinking the eggnog. Like, I don't give a shit if it is elf jizz. It's delicious. You know?
Eggnog. Delicious. Christmas Vacation. My favorite one. My all-time favorite movie.
Makes me want to own an elf. Is what it makes me want to do.
It does.
Chili of the Month Club.
Yes, well, crack but it I open. Love it. Let's I love it.
Let's try it out.
I want to find some moose glasses.
Some moose glasses?
Why didn't you come up with something?
I think those moose glasses are from the very first one, right? They're going to Wally World or whatever.
I have a little plastic one. I could have brought that bad boy. But here, give me a glass.
Yeah, that was the Lampoon's Vacation. Right.
Pull that a little further away from you, like towards me, so you're always behind it. There you go.
Cool. Look at that. Delish.
Before we get started, though, too, we're doing something new in 2024. I'm taking on some sponsors. So we have the Brush Emporium, obviously. Is the sponsor of the podcast, but we have episode sponsors. Today is going to be the Magical Bean, the new coffee shop.
Awesome.
Nice. In Fort Morgan at the Block. Have you guys been?
Have not yet, but I want to.
Megan Orcutt's there. Yeah, so
yeah,
they have a bunch of. We're trying to find a funny way to do it, like an acronym. She has a lot of her stuff in her crafts, along with other people's stuff in there. To go check out. It's in the Block. It's the Old Country Steakout. If you haven't been there, go check it out. It's a great place to have a coffee. They have a lot of room out there. So if you want to go hang out, you got homework to do, if you got whatever work to do, go get a coffee from her.
Nice. Very nice. Do you know, like, I guess we can go check her Facebook page out, what those hours are.
Actually, they're open all every day of the week. So,
oh, nice.
Yes, that's where they're going to compete. So they're going to be open 7 days a week. And in the description below, there will be a link to her stuff. So.
Very good. Very good.
Hey, salud.
Well, cheers to this.
Screwball.
Let's see if Juan steered us in the right
direction.
Has this
got rum in it, or what's it?
Whiskey. Bourbon.
Oh, you just said whiskey
Wednesday. Of course, it's Whiskey Jesus. Wednesday, man. Come on.
Man, I can't see that fine print there. What the heck does this say?
Hold it farther away.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my problem.
Actually, that's pretty damn delicious.
Peanut butter whiskey.
Okay.
You're going to swizzle the shit.
Is it good? Yeah. Is it good?
It's delicious. And you can pick that up probably at Village Liquor. So, all right. Well, if you're new to the Bullhooker Podcast, what we do is we bring on a guest. We are bringing Kelly Paris back. What Kelly's going to do is tell us three stories about her life. Now, here's the kicker. Only two of these stories are true. One's either borrowed, made up, or it's embellished a little bit. It's kind of true, kind of false. So we don't even ask anymore, Michelle. We just shoot from the hip. We're not going to ask her to see what it is, if it's half and half. Or yeah, that's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it hasn't helped us at all or whatever. So,
you know, I still don't know how to do rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, we're going to get to that. So I still doing the math. Well, if you're watching this, obviously I had done the math, and you saw it last week. I don't think Three Pumpers fared well in 2023.
Mm. And you called me a dirty stupid four pump last time.
You are a four pump, aren't you?
I might change my ways. I don't know.
Okay, we'll find out when we get there. You know what? I might have to shit on Kelly. So,
okay, Fire Hunter.
Kelly, are you ready to tell some stories?
Yeah, dude, I'm excited about
it. All right, let's do it. Michelle, you want to read me out some stories?
Okay, let's see here. We have, thank you for the big lettering.
Yes, and I'm blind and I'm left-handed.
Right.
So, okay.
Right.
Nice headlights, Harris. Down with the sickness, near death experience.
Exactly.
Wait, I don't even do it right. What is it? Help me out.
Near death experience.
Well, are you high-fiving it?
This is like, yeah. What? All,
oh.
Like
Hawaiian,
I don't know.
That's hang ten. That's hang five. Hang ten. All right. That's.
I have a hand signal.
I don't know what it is. I know it's this.
I have a hand signal that I asked my son what it meant, and he's like, I don't know. But his friends had it in the pictures, and I'm just kind of speaking of hand signals. We may have to throw that out and see if you guys know what it is. No, not the shocker. Stop it, Larry.
There's the shocker, the Spock, the shocker, the rocker, the Spocker, and the showstopper. Right? That's how.
Well, if we're going to go there, you can either cut this out or whatever. But what exactly? I know what it looks like, but what does that mean in a photo?
I think that's a little JJ action.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but somehow the kid that I asked. He's certain like, nope. Redhead is like, I don't know what that
you,
is.
You gonna tell your parents with your mom?
I'm not. You're not, mom. Come on.
We talk about a lot. Some things I don't want to know, but hey.
We're getting off subject. I'll tell you this quick story. I don't remember this at all. I don't remember this at all.
Oh, by the way, sorry to jump into this section. That picture that you posted of MJ.
She was mom?
Hot. My mama.
My mom is beautiful.
She's
my
beautiful. She's beautiful, but man.
I know. That hair, right? I remember that hair. He's done to her butt. I mean, she used to have.
You probably had to nice. Be like, get out of here, guys.
She used to whip me. She used to whip me with those. But she told me this story. I guess I came home one day. I was like the fourth or fifth grade. I don't remember this at all, by the way. And we're eating dinner. It's me, her, and my grandma and grandpa. And I go, I have a question. She, well, what is it, bud? What's a blowjob? And,
of course you did.
And mom goes,
wait, how old were you?
We'll talk about this. I don't know. 9, 10, you know. And mom goes, we'll talk about it later, okay? And I'm like, okay. And I guess when I left the table, my grandma goes, well, what is it?
I was wondering.
And my mom's like, you ask your husband. I'm not telling my mother what a blowjob is. So they're not going to tell you what your little, Did Ty's voice get deeper lately?
I even tried to.
He might have got lucky. You know what I'm saying?
I even tried to Google it.
He's like, hey, mom, guess what this is now? Like, damn, Ty. He sounds like Rick Astley now.
He always gets thrown under the bus on this show.
I love Ty. I seen him one day. He kind of shot me a dirty look like, son of a bitch. I wish my mom never met you. All right. We have three great stories.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to the water.
Can you read them off one more time? I already forgot.
Man. Nice headlights, Harris. Down with the sickness, near death experience.
Well, you know, you've been so. you're my guest today, Michelle.
It is a disturbed story. I mean, it really is. I'm
all right, excited. Let's see here. I get to pick first.
Absolutely,
one?
You get to pick first.
Let's do the down with the sickness.
You want to fill up my nog, though?
Oh, yeah. Just keep it topping off.
I know, yeah. We got some other ones to try over here. We'll do that in between takes.
I like to be high on the nog. Let's do this.
So this was the second concert that I ever went to, and it was early 2001.
You would have been how old?
Young, like 18, 19.
Okay.
I was a 1982 baby. Nice. So just out of school, 18, 19.
Okay.
And we're in the mosh pit at the Fillmore Auditorium.
You're the Fillmore. Nice.
Yeah, I love the Fillmore.
I've never been there for a concert.
And we're on to what? You should go.
Way to go.
It's really cool. It's like a bowl almost.
It's very intimate, right?
It's huge.
Oh, I thought. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's huge.
Okay.
But we're in there and we're like, it's a metal show. It's KBPI putting it on at the time. And you remember when they had, you guys ever listened to KBPI?
Absolutely.
Way back in the day when they had that intern bitch on the radio?
I remember a dude, but I don't remember a woman.
No, he was definitely a dude.
Oh, maybe
a
dude.
He was the intern, though, on the Willie B show.
Oh, Willie B.
Go ahead. I think I know what you're talking about.
So we're in the mosh pit and he's like, you guys want to go jump off the stage? And I'm like, what? Yeah, I want to go jump off the stage. We can go crowd surfing and stuff. This is way cool. We were kind of like hanging out with God Lives Underwater and KMFDM that opened up. So
nice.
It was a good show. So
Juke joined Jezebel, right?
Yeah. I'm like, sick. So it's a badass show. I had my labrae pierced and I actually wound up getting like punched in the mosh pit and it like ripped my gums open. So I wound up having
it's your lip down here. Is that what you called it?
I wound up having to take it out after that.
That's so.
What's it called?
Labrae.
Labrae, okay.
Sorry. I think.
It's down below?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a little tiny hole.
Oh, gotcha.
So anyway, we're in the mosh pit and I'm like, oh my God, this is so awesome. I actually get to go crowd surfing. And they used to just let you go like a line, get up on the stage and then you can jump off. Yeah, you don't really get to do cool shit like that anymore. But I'm excited because the first concert I went to, we'll hear about later, and it really wasn't the best crowd surfing experience, but I wanted to do it again. And who doesn't want to get up on stage, right, with the band? So.
Right.
I'm in my...
You're hanging out with Willie B?
It was his intern.
Who wants to hang out with the intern? I'd want to hang out with Willie B.
But, right? You know, he's getting us on stage.
Well, that is true. That is a good... Yeah.
It's me and my roommate at the time and, like, a whole bunch of other, like, cute girls. I don't know. There's some dudes that were jumping off the stage, too, but... And then they get to Down with the Sickness and they start playing that song and everybody's jumping, like, off the stage. So I'm waiting my... turn patiently and he comes over and he like comes with the microphone and to the line and then he hands it to me and I was like, oh, this is fucking sick.
So girl, can like, Kelly Paris quit working Colorado?
And it was like in 2001, so there's like, oh man, like there's no footage of it, no cool reels to post for thousands of views or anything like that, but it was so exciting. So like I even got to like do a little interview on KBPI about it. Was really
nice.
And it was my first. He was like earlier, like late nights and then early afternoon. Yeah. So
very cool.
It was kind of exciting. So I got punched in the face, which totally sucked, but I
punched in the face.
Yeah, because it went through my labrae. But I touched the microphone that David Draymond touched with his sweaty hands.
gotcha.
I got to jump off the stage and I didn't get hurt. I didn't get dropped on my head.
Jumped off the stage where they were singing
so we were
Down
like
with the Sickness.
Yes.
How far did you go, you think?
Probably like halfway back.
Okay.
I didn't make it all the way
back.
Did
they dump you?
No. I just was like done with it. I dropped my phone actually.
Oh, shit.
And
oh, my gosh. How did you find it?
I don't know.
I got down and somebody had it.
You're going to be honest. This is the creepiest thing.
It's not broken. That's actually the third.
This is the creepiest thing to ask, but don't guys grope you. Isn't that like a thing, dude? It's horrible,
nice
man.
Nice headlights there.
Yeah, we're going to get there later. Okay.
We'll get there later.
Okay.
I've been like, ooh, you're getting a little too personal
dude,
there.
It's a little uncomfortable. I mean, I won't do it anymore because now I rely on my glasses to see, and they were really expensive, and I don't want to get them broken.
Right.
So I try to stay in front of the mosh pit on the rail. But
that just does not sound fun at all.
Mosh pits?
Oh, it's amazing.
No.
I love it.
It's a acquired taste, I think it's fair to say, right?
I feel, well, this was, what, 20 some odd years ago? I
right.
was a lot younger, so I prefer to stay out of the mosh pits now.
Oh, I wouldn't even
hug the rails.
Yeah.
So I get there really early and I stake my spot and I stay up front the whole time.
Yeah. I saw Disturbed at the World Arena at the time. I think it's the Broadmoor.
Yeah,
Arena.
The Broadmoor.
Well, it was the World Arena back then in Springs, right? I was just moving back from Pueblo. And I went with my buddy Chris Roberts. What's up, Rabbit? One of my favorite guys in the world. Rabbit has no tolerance. He has the most amazing pain tolerance I've ever seen in my life. Like, Rabbit can take a beating.
Wow.
You know what
get
I mean?
Your ass whipped and come back.
He's my favorite guy in the world. But we all went to this concert, me, him, and Kelly. And I've never been a mosh pit guy because I don't move that quick and I don't like to be punched. I'm not tough.
They're like a guard. You could.
They're
say
like, whoa, look at that guy. He's going to jump into us.
Yeah.
Keep the ladies safe.
So I sat back because it was Disturbed and Godsmack.
Oh nice. I've seen Godsmack too. They put on a race. Did they do the dueling drum thing where they went up on the giant risers?
I don't know if I remember. I was pretty drunk, Kelly. So I'm not going to lie to you. But
there's some things they
not to remember, huh?
Yeah. But I seen Chris, like a kid running to the playground to get in this mosh pit was out of control. It was like a wave of human beings just like moving in like.
I've seen the Walt Suicide Silence did that one time where they divided the room at the Fillmore and then turned into a giant washing machine of people.
Chris came back bleeding.
Bloodied up, and he did it right.
And dude, he was so excited about it. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Like, you know,
please
like.
Check this.
I don't get it. I'm like, dude.
He wasn't afraid, man. He just jumped right in, man. He loved it. He was like a rag doll out there.
Just getting beat up.
Yeah, Chris is an average sized guy. He's not big. He's who'd be good at? Like Gilbert. He's about Gilbert size,
cool.
But you know, a little thinner. You know what I mean? Because he was 25. I don't know how old we were at the time.
We were young.
Yeah, but it was a good concert, man. But I've seen some pretty crazy mosh pits. I've never jumped in one though.
I got sucked in. The last mosh pit experience I had was actually 2 concerts ago, and it was after the Burial and Knocked Loose with Motionless in White and Alpha Wolf. And I was in the front where I belong, right? Like 3 people from the stage just ready to make my way up there as people started to thin out, you know?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I got sucked from behind and I literally wound up getting beat. I was like, just don't break my glasses. Don't break my glasses.
Not in the face. Not in the face.
Yeah. Don't hit my face. Yeah. Sucked me all the way back to the back of the venue. And then I was like, damn it. And I just walked right back up to the front.
Well, concerts
I'm not available for that anymore.
Concerts are just.
And that was it. That was a great show. But
I was at Fiddler's this summer. It was a country concert. It was Kane Brown. I took Ty.
Oh, nice.
My cousin and her husband and a couple of their friends.
There was no mosh pit.
But they were clear up top, right?
Okay.
And I'm like,
At Fiddler's?
And where we were sitting.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, Fiddler's? Was that first sidewalk. And all I saw was ass hanging out of shorts. And like that was the view right there, right? And
right.
I'm like, I am too old for this. Like, I am too. And then there was a family next to us. And this is what I don't get. Like, I get it's a country concert, right? But they had, like, their little guys there, right? And they have them on a blanket.
Sure.
Well, in the lawn.
Like in the lawn.
Yeah.
And they're kind of around them, kind of, and it's getting darker, right? It's getting darker. The show's going on.
Sure.
People are drinking, and we're on grass. And literally, these people, like, fell right on top of the kids because they
like
had them.
Like, over.
Like, I'm sorry. Why would you bring them? You know what I'm saying? Well, then the dad got all pissed off. Like, you stepped on my kid, and it was like, oh, here we go. Like, I'm going
to
be
part
of it.
I take my kid to shows, but, I mean,
you have
she's
to have
been
some
going to the shows since she was 4 that I put on.
Yeah.
So, like, but
well,
she's 10 now, so I would not have taken her when she was this,
well,
on a blanket.
Well, I should, let me
baby,
back up a little.
A
these
small
kids
child.
Were laying down. So they're laying flat,
were
right?
They like little kids?
They're falling asleep, right? They're sleeping
okay,
on this blanket.
No.
And
no.
Are
not
just
available.
Like, you know,
no.
Drunk people are just like,
oh
Yeah, that I would never. I don't think that's cool.
I'm like,
I don't know.
I'd leave my kids at home if it was.
I don't have children, so here's my take on it, though. I think it's cool that they get to go to those concerts. You take them to concerts. You cannot protect them from everything in the world. They're going to get beat up in the world.
Might if you're going to take them, then they need the full experience or don't take them.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well,
I mean, I took Abby to Red Rocks for her first metal show this summer. And
nice.
It was amazing. It was Ice Nine Kills and Falling in Reverse. And
I'm just saying it was a little, because they were, it was like, oh,
it was a little.
It's like, oh, it's bedtime. We're going to put him to bed. And then they
in the middle of a concert. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like,
and it's grass and it's sloped and it's, you know.
And people are drinking. Mm-hmm, so it's like, mm-hmm. you know, the domino effect.
Yep.
But when I was younger, we used to go to Lollapalooza's. I've been to a few of those.
We probably saw each other. Oh, my gosh. Courtney Love. Were you there at Courtney's?
I went to 94 and 95. So it was Smashing Pumpkins at one, mm-hmm. and Sonic Youth was the second mm-hmm. one.
Nice.
My friend, I'll call out Jason Miller, he, mm-hmm. monster.
Whoever he is.
We were sitting, and I always preferred the lawn. Can you spread out? I mean, you know, seat down there, it's closer, mm-hmm. but I like the lawn. Mm-hmm. So there's always walking paths, right? Yeah. Fucking Jason, it's an all-day event, Lollapalooza's. Mm-hmm. He's taking his suntan lotion, and I told the story before on the podcast, and spraying it on the walking path, right? And we all sat there, and then people were like, doo-doo-doo with their beer, and then like it's like on
their asses.
It's like on Christmas Vacation where Chevy Chase gets on, he greases that fucking sled.
On the sled.
People eat shit. I mean, and everybody around knows what it's we're doing, like, right? Because everybody's now enjoying this. Like, everybody's like waiting, like, here comes Jason.
Comes another victim.
I'm gonna put it on there, and everybody sit there and wait. No one, I don't even know what the band was on stage, dude. And people at that time, it's like 94, 95.
Yeah,
so
well, I find this great.
Beers are $5.50 a piece. That's expensive. Yeah, you know, yeah. I make $10 an hour at the Wendy's, you know.
The girls come in their cute little outfits.
Oh, man, eat shit. And then there's that little metal fence that separates the chairs. Doing a few of them. And you got to skip across the sidewalk. So, and, you know, someone could end up paralyzed or fucked up. There might be somebody with, like, serious brain trauma that we're just laughing at right now, you know, because
it's fine. It's in the past. Radical acceptance.
You just gave some people some ideas, too.
We're 21.
Next time we're going.
21. Asshole kids from Brush. That's all that is, dude. And just laughing. And everybody's laughing.
Well, how could you not?
People get up all flexing. What happened? Like,
they're all flexing.
There's 200 of us laughing at you, dude. So, I mean, the light starts over there, you know. Start kicking ass, fella. But yeah. That's so anyway, great. Yeah. That's concerts are so much fun. I
love concerts, dude. I love it. It's my happy place.
Yeah.
Hundreds of them. I don't know how many.
I'm not too big into heavy metal now because I'm getting old. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, so, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm old too, but I still
you're
love
not
it.
That old. But I got scars loading you in Paris. So, my friend.
Well Oliver, into the 40s, dude.
Well, I'm almost getting ready to go into mm-hmm. the 50s.
Oh, my God.
And we're not, gonna, we're not,
downhill
gonna, we're not discussing.
It's all freaking downhill, Larry.
I felt bad. My friend Aubrey had called me this last summer. And this is where I made a deal with myself, like, calling sick to work and go enjoy your life. You know?
Take a me day.
Yeah. She
for
had,
when you turn 50?
No, she called me last summer.
For whenever I want.
And she goes, I have concerts at Red Rocks at some metal band I'd never heard of.
What was it? Come on.
I don't know. So I'd have to call and ask her. And I go,
use the lifeline. Yeah.
And I go, I got to work. And I regret it because I would have liked to went with her, you know, because mm-hmm. she's the littlest thing ever, but she will fight you to the death. That's Aubrey.
About her,
yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. I've told you about mm-hmm. Aubrey, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway,
well, I want, she could be my concert buddy.
You know what? Her. She'll take you up on it, dude.
I'm into it.
And Kelly,
I want that heavy metal shit, man.
You will always have someone to fight with, dude. Or they'll have your back. She'll fight dudes, alligators. Oh, we don't give a fuck.
Fucking bears.
What do you think about that story, Michelle?
Well, you know, it is Kelly, and she does have a lot of piercings. And
well, I had that one. It's gone.
Could be some, I don't know, yeah. For sure.
It's a very possible story.
It's
nice
very possible.
And simple. Great way to lead off in the podcast. Mm-hmm. So I think you have to hear two more before we
decide.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Okay. Great story, though.
You going to pick the next one?
Yes, please. That was Down to Sickness. I know which one I want to hear last, so we're going to save it. Let's hear Near-Death Experience instead.
All right, cool. So I was going to... We were going to Fort Collins, me and my friend, you know, my friend Randolph. So he's been going to concerts with me now for quite some time. So
Randolph
we're going,
Torres?
Yeah.
He's actually the mural behind me is the guy who painted that. So, yeah.
So yeah, he's an awesome dude, great taste in music. So we go to concerts and we have a great time. He's the one that's going into the mosh pit with fist flying.
So. I don't doubt it.
It's fun. Oh, I love it. So we go to this concert in Fort Collins and it's sold out. Yeah, this venue that I've never been to, so I'm all excited about it. And it's this Slaughter to Prevail. So I don't know the last time they've been in the U.S. Who knows? You know, it's been since like 2015 or something. So it was badass. The show was amazing. We had a great time. It was only them playing, so it was a super short show, and it was on a Tuesday night, so I'm thinking to myself, cool, we have this badass metal show, but like I still got shit to do tomorrow, and it's not super late, and there was only one band, so we have an hour and a half drive home. I'll be in bed by midnight. This is great.
By midnight.
This is great. Yeah, I'll be at home, in home, in bed. Like, it was, you know, yeah. So, like, We had a blast. We're talking on the way home, and we're going through music on the phone, and he's looking at his phone, telling me about this concert that he went to the weekend before, showing me this music, and we're playing this playlist.
And who's driving?
I'm driving.
Okay.
In my car. And I'm like, you know, we drive up on Highway 34 to Greeley, right? Mm-hmm. You know, on the way there. And I'm thinking to myself, I hate Highway 34 and I don't like driving at night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I get car sick, so I'd prefer to drive anyway. Mm-hmm. So here we are driving. We would take 34 on the way up there. But I like to take whatever what's the exit? County Road 49 to get to Highway 76. It's Kersey Road right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's an extra 10 minutes. So I'm like, well, I don't want to miss
taking 34.
Yeah. Oh, so on the way home, I was like, I don't want to miss doors, so we'll take 34 on the way up there. But it's sketch, and it's only two lane, and there's a lot of truck traffic. Like, so, yeah. So on the way home, like, I say to Randolph, I'm like, dude, okay, I know I just said, like, I'm super tired, but I think we should take this way home because it's going to be a four lane the way, you know, a lot safer. It'll be a lot safer drive, and he agrees. Well, I'm along for the ride, you know, I'll just continue picking the music. He's like, yeah, we'll have a great time. So we make it all the way down to Highway 76 and we're cruising along, and there was a lot of traffic. I was surprised at how much truck traffic and how many people were on the road, like on a Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was super crazy. Mm-hmm. So we're talking and we're going along, and we probably pass, I don't know, it's probably around exit 51-ish. There's that sign that says Wiggin 16 miles. Mm-hmm. So yes. We passed that sign, but it's before Wiggins Hill. So we're out in the middle of nowhere still, right? So I see a semi-truck, and you know, it's all happening in probably a split second, less than a minute, because I see a semi-truck pulling over on the left, on the right-hand side of the road, turning its flashers on.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, road etiquette is you move over to the left, right?
Right.
So there's a semi-truck in front of me, probably 8 car lengths, and a semi-truck behind me. So I see the flashers going on, and the semi-truck moves over to the left, so I follow it, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to be in between these two semis, because I'm looking in my rear view, or in my side view, just glancing over, and I see there's a semi behind me. So I say to myself, in the moment that we're coming up on the truck, I'm gonna close the gap, and I'm gonna pass this semi in front of me as he moves over from passing this semi. So instead of having a nice 8 car length gap, I probably closed it to about 5 car lengths, 4 to 5 car lengths, which I learned a lesson. I will never do this again. Because the semi-truck in front of me swerved violently back towards the right. Like the truck is up on 2 wheels. And like at this point, I'm like, we're dying.
And you're trying to pass?
I was behind him I was going to pass him as he passed the semi-truck that was pulled over on the road. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like in my head. It was so like surreal the way that it happened. And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? So I'm like, there's a semi truck over here. So if there must have been an accident. I don't know what we came up on, but I'm like, oh, shooting it. And so in my head, I glance over in the split second. It takes me to see that the truck behind me is too close to stop if I were to come to an abrupt stop. So I decide I'm like shaking talking about it. It was very recent. It was like 6 weeks ago, maybe this happened.
Right.
So I'm like, wow, okay, so I'm gonna go to the left. I have my hand on the wheel, I look back, and I'm going to swerve to the left. I'm going to go down into the median. There is no fencing there. I'll probably, you know, mess up my car a little bit, but we're not rolling. I took my foot off the gas. I'm not slamming on the brakes. I'm just going to come to a coast down into the median.
Right.
And as so, I glance back like this, and I'm driving along, and the semi-truck rights itself. And in the lights from its trailer, I could see quickly approaching me out of high, I'm going, what, 80 miles an hour? A vehicle, a sedan.
Coming at you?
Yeah, coming at me. This directly in front of me. I see the headlights. They're lining up. I'm like, my car violently swerves to the right. I swear it was like a Jesus take the wheel thing. Divine intervention 100% because I was going to swerve to the left. My car swerved to the right. It was like a protection bubble. I don't know, because the semi behind me did the same thing that we did, and he wound up not hitting us. And I'm like, I look over at Randolph. Dude, what the fuck? He's looking at his phone. He saw nothing. So, I spent 2 days. I didn't know that he saw nothing, though. So, I spent 2 days, like, trying to convince myself that maybe he saw what happened and grabbed my wheel or whatever. I mean, I was in shock this whole time. So, I look over and I'm like, what the fuck was that? Was that a car? And he's all, yep, that was a car. And I'm like, but it's facing the wrong direction. And it had no lights on.
Oh, no.
So, it was freaking me out. And I'm like, and he's a first responder, so immediately he's like, we have to go back. And I'm like, well, yeah, we have to go back. So we cut across the median. We went back, like, immediately. It was less than probably a mile to the turnaround, to that emergency vehicle turnaround. So he's calling 911, and he's like, I think we've seen an accident. We're on our way back right now to see how bad it is. Send some help.
Was that the accident that was on Facebook?
No.
Those bad accidents?
It was the weirdest thing, you guys, because, like, there was never any reports on it. Like, CSP never got back to us with any more details, like, nothing. So we pull over, right? And he flies out of the car. Like, he's across the median. He's got a flashlight in one hand and a phone in the other hand. And I get across the median, and I'm like, is everybody okay? What's happening? You know? And at this point, we realize there is only a truck driver that pulled over. And the truck driver pulled over because he saw the car parked there, and he was investigating why it was parked there. There was no driver in the vehicle. There was no lights on the vehicle. It was parked. So let's pretend that these bricks are the roadway right here. Mm-hmm. So here's the one lane. Here's the center lane. Here's the second lane. Here's the median. Its tire was on the line over here. Mm-hmm. So 90% of the vehicle was in the left-hand lane of traffic, but facing westbound.
The other way.
We were going eastbound, and they were facing westbound. Car was parked there. So I'm like, at this point, I'm looking around, and I said, where's the driver? I don't know. So he had leaned over and picked up a cell phone out of the middle of the road. It was attached to a cord that was plugged into the car, like a six-foot-long cord. The phone was 100% charged. The car had a half a tank of gas. The charger was still plugged in. The phone hadn't been run over, so it couldn't have been there very long with the amount of traffic that was on the road. The keys were in the car. It was half a tank of gas. There was a wallet in there with the guy's ID. There was a computer backpack. It was full of camping gear. There was all kinds of crazy. Like, so we're yelling for this guy, Randolph, and the truck driver that pulled over. It was a FedEx guy. So he says, they travel in tandem. I didn't know that was a thing, but I'm not a truck driver. So he said my travel buddy was 15 minutes ahead of me on the road, and he didn't see anything. So he had to call him to pull over, because apparently they can't be more than 30 minutes apart on the road or whatever their rule is. So he said I had to call him and ask him, did you see what happened? No. So 15 minute time zone, time period that this happened. There was no, like, torn up dirt in the median where the car could have come across the
so it was
road
just
and got
literally flipped around.
It was like
setting in the
perfectly though, like line on the line pointed at us,
like on purpose.
The car battery was dead though, so they tried to turn the flashers on to stop traffic from coming. It took well over an hour and I was totally in shock the whole time. I mean, he kept calling 911. They said, well, there hasn't been an accident. There's no injuries, so it's non-emergent. And I guess you're not understanding. If you don't send somebody, there probably will be an emergency because there's traffic and we're flagging them with our cell phone flashlights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, props to them. They did an amazing job of keeping somebody from having a serious accident out there in the 38-degree weather. But so we get the police, they finally show up and they come with a thermal imaging camera and they're looking all over in the field. No guy. Never saw any missing persons reports. Nothing. It's been
6 weeks.
I mean, we were like, did he get drunk and like get up? But there was no recent exit. We're out in the middle of nowhere. So it's not like he could have just got on the exit and been like, oh, I'm going the wrong way. Shit. And run. Cause like, you know.
So the car was coming at you. It wasn't just sitting there. The lights.
It was parked. Well, I was going 80 miles an hour.
Oh, and you saw it setting.
So I thought it was coming at us.
Gotcha. Okay.
But it was parked there. And so when we went back and they said, oh, well, let's check it. Let's check in the car or whatever. See if it'll start. It was like, the battery was dead. It was enough to turn the flashers on, but the flashers were so dim you could barely see them unless you were on top of it.
That's blowing my mind. I mean, you know.
And it gets even crazier, We're not even done. That could be the end of the story until I went to breakfast with my friend the next day and I was telling her about it. And I was like still shook up about it. And she was like, that's the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life. Like, it sounds so unreal. So she calls me on Friday morning and she said, dude, you're never going to guess what just happened. I was at lunch or I was at breakfast at Drover's with me and my husband. And there was a FedEx driver next to us telling me the exact story verbatim to what you told me the other day at breakfast. And I was like, he was a local truck driver. Mm. Like, what are the odds of that?
Yeah, no, it's
wild. It was crazy, dude. So
I don't say this.
It was nuts.
It is nuts, but I mean, there's a very sketchy situation there.
Well, something happened to that guy. I'm like, was he like a drug runner and he got in the wrong crowd and they, like, whatever, took him?
I mean,
the cartel.
Who knows what the cops might have found in that car, too?
Right? Yeah, we didn't search. We looked and we're like, man, it's full of shit. Like, somebody could have been living in here. There was nice clothes and coats and.
We're old enough to remember life before cell phones. Mm-hmm. You lived life without them. Mm. You do even fathom leaving the house without it now?
No.
So for him to leave a cell phone there, a wallet there.
He got out. It was probably in his lap. He got out, whoever was driving the car. There was like a makeup bag that was tipped over. So there was like female stuff in the car too. So who knows? There could have been two people in the car. But I looked. I'm like, there was no. I'm going 100 miles an hour this way, and I slam on the brakes.
That's why they were in that.
There
lane.
Was no screech marks or no, you know, asphalt marks on the street. You know,
nothing
when you
in
go
the
across the median, it will tear the dirt and weeds and shit up. When you come back up on the highway, there was none of that. We went for up and down the median.
It
was crazy.
Yeah.
So I look. We get back in the car, and I looked at Randolph again, and I was like, I'm like in shock, and I'm like. Dude, we almost just die.
Yeah.
It's like, I think we almost just died. And he put his fist up and I put my fist up and I was like, boom.
Yeah.
I was still in shock. I drove him the rest of the way home, dropped him off. I didn't even say goodbye. I just backed out of the driveway, went home, and I laid in my bed all night. And I was like, what the fuck?
You know, Kelly, this just came up on this podcast.
Like, and so I've never had a near-death experience or, like, a divine... I mean, I'm sure I have, but nothing to that extreme. And I believe in divine intervention. And I legitimately believe that...
Somebody pulled your will.
Somebody, yeah. Well, it was God's will.
Well, it just wasn't it was not your time to go.
And it took me a little bit to accept
that. You know how many times you probably died in your life and you have no clue?
Yeah, on which timelines, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, you probably come so close to death, you don't even know at times...
Yeah.
You know,
I don't want to think about it.
No, it gives me
anxiety. Just kidding. I'm fine.
But I mean, there's been so many podcasts, so many stories on this podcast of people that told me stories. And I look at them like, you know, you're lucky to be alive, right?
Yeah,
you're,
I know for sure. And like, I was having a hard time processing it. I was just like, this is.
And it's something even simple. Like, we just had one, Nick Mosqueda was just on the podcast, and he had a story about just fishing with his, or no, I'm sorry, he was duck hunting in the river. And he went to go get it. He shot a duck, went to walk out and get it, went through the ice. Oh. Fully submerged, kids out. He's like a mile from the car, and it's like 10 degrees outside now. He's
all day.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, yeah. And he told me that story, and I'm like, you're lucky to be here with all your limbs, you know, because that the clock just fired up. Your time is limited. You better move your ass. You know,
I say it's a God thing.
Like, yeah, I think so. I believe that. So, it's a great story. It's sketchy, though. It's sketchy what that guy did, though. There's something going on there.
There was something, I swear. I'm like, we're like Googling the guy's name. I don't even remember it. I was in shock. I'm sure maybe Randolph remembers it, but nothing, like, no, nothing.
Or the guy was carjacked.
No,
is that what you're saying?
No missing persons report.
Not
so.
Here.
But why? But the car battery was dead, dude.
Was it a local?
So they're like,
was it Colorado plates?
Yeah. Okay. The ID was a like a Arvada or Aurora, one of those.
Hmm.
Like a Denver area.
Yeah, yeah. It's wild.
It was Colorado plates. What it was it? Like a 05 to 8-ish before they, like the older model Nissan Altima. And the only reason why I know that is because I used to have one. But it didn't have the push button.
So, was it like an 08? Could it be like a racing car? Like what they...
It was like a four-door sedan, a Nissan Altima.
Yeah, just a regular
like
car.
Like anything, nothing souped up or anything?
No, just a
car. I'm saying, if he... Because I've seen people
with
go
the
down
cell phone too, and it was locked because we tried to see if there were any messages or any way to make like an emergency, and the emergency contact thing wasn't set up on it, so it didn't have any numbers.
I'm saying if he was going down the wrong way of the interstate, it's happened. When we were for Budweiser, I was up going around Sterling around that big bend when you either get up and go to Holyoke or go to Julesburg, and this is 6 a.m, and I see this car whip by me, these old people going the wrong way down the interstate. You know, I called 911 and they're like, what are they driving? And I said, the car going the wrong way down the interstate.
Yeah, it's the one that's on the wrong side.
Yeah, it's the one going the wrong way. It's
you'll see
it. I think it was silver. It flew by me. It left a vapor trail.
Freaking left me in the dust.
Yeah, but I'm thinking maybe someone pulled that guy over, realized he was on the wrong side of the road. Maybe he got taken, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, but why though? Why some 20-something?
Human trafficking.
Maybe he was,
Kelly.
Yeah.
Human trafficking, they don't care.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It makes me not want to travel by myself because I drive to concerts by myself all the time. Like I meet people that I know, but I'm going to Denver and I'm coming home by myself.
Right.
So like if I were, I was just like at the end of the day, like I'm really thankful that Randolph was there with me. Number one, because like I wouldn't have been able to. He saved those people's lives that almost slammed into the back of that semi truck. There was one semi driver on the side of the highway over here flagging the traffic. There was Randolph over here flagging the traffic, and people were still. There's something going on, and then slowing down.
Yeah,
it was scary. Like I sat there for an over. I was talking to my friend on the phone for 58 minutes. Oof. By the time, so I don't know how long it was before I called her that. He had called the first time. So it was well over an hour that they sent help. And it came from, what'd they say? What's that? Kingsburg right there.
Kingsburg or Hudson, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was that's like, wild. I bet they came with like the cavalry. They had 2 fire trucks. They had ambulance. Oh, yeah. They had 1 state patrol. They had flares. They had all kinds of shit.
They have no idea what they're coming into. So.
Well, yeah. And with a thermal imaging camera.
Yeah.
I'm like.
What do you think about that one, Michelle? That's a crazy story, man.
I don't know. I need to have one of these, I think.
Yeah. Try that one. Try the peanut butter one.
Yep. Why don't you pour us some?
I'm going to live vicariously through you, and I think that peanut butter one sounds disgusting.
This one
kind
of tastes like peanut butter. I mean,
you want to taste peanut butter, and you like it, right?
Do you want to stick to the peanut butter, or you want to try something a little different?
Dealer's choice, sisters. All you.
You're the whiskey. All right. We'll
finish off with this one, but we're going to try this one.
So I like that story, Kelly. I like it because it's not the normal story we get on here. But it's not. It's great.
I just wasn't going to tell it. And then I was like, well, I can't just tell that story without like. So I called Randolph. I was like, can I tell that story tonight?
No, I'm
like,
a little bit like.
Yeah, totally.
Well, here's what I like about it. It's the fact that it doesn't have an ending.
Right. I'm like, was the guy dead? Who fucking knows, right?
I mean,
we might never know.
It might be an unsolved case. I mean, because you didn't see
it. And it might show up on, like, Discovery ID at some point.
You didn't see a missing person, Kelly, but you don't live where that guy is. If he was from Brush or Fort Morgan, we might see it because they would obviously put it to places where people know who he is.
And it was in Morgan County, even. That's why they couldn't send Wiggins, even though we were only 10 miles from Wiggins or whatever. Is that other jurisdiction?
Yeah, that's crazy. I liked it, so.
So we're going to do the cinnamon.
It's up to you. I'd rather have peanut butter. Can you give me peanut butter?
You said dealer's choice.
Okay.
Just kidding. I want you to do peanut butter.
Peanut butter. And this is Outlaw Whiskey. And I need Mystic Mountain Distillery. Juan's talked about them.
Where are they from?
Up in the, I believe,
in the mountains.
Denver area.
In the Mystic Mountains.
We're in there. Yeah. So I think that we might be doing a, we might actually do a distillery visit there. So here's the whiskey.
That would be fun.
Here's the peanut butter.
All right.
It's all whiskey.
Just snort it.
Just sniff.
Hey, junkie, just pour the thing, you know? Leave some for Gilbert, too. Little for your dead homie, right?
Some for me.
All right, I'll have a little bit of this.
There you go. There's a little water in there, too. You watered it down, puss. All right.
I know. You cheated.
She called me a pussy earlier, did I tell you that?
I know. That's fucked up.
Because she goes, I'm going to bring some whiskey on the podcast. Is that okay, Larry? You're like, yeah, that's cool. She's like, I'm like, do you want me to bring some ice for it? And she's like, only pussies drink ice with their whiskey. Text form. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. And she's like,
but I'll take
some. I'll take some, yeah. Gotta hate you.
It's all out of love.
Oh, hey.
Not bad.
Mm. Does it taste like peanut butter?
A little bit.
A little bit.
It's got a little tint to it, you know? Tastes like you just had some peanut butter in your mouth and took a shot of Jack. So
I mean, no, it's a little bit smoother than that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, drinking some whiskey. Yeah. Why not?
Because Lori and I did a distillery visit last month, and they said that you ruin the taste of whiskey with the ice.
Oh, really?
Unless it's like a certain proof, you shouldn't. That's my
sure. Well, I Jack on the Rocks. That's my.
When I drink, I'm used Laurent, to love sister. Crown.
I like this.
And then they came out with Crown Apple before I stopped drinking. And so I would swizzle all the Washington Red Apples.
I got to ask you a weird question. It was you or your sister who dated Eric Greer? It was you.
No, it was
Amy.
Yes.
Okay.
But we used to party in his little shack all the time.
Yes,
there Guitar was, Hero after parties every time.
Yes. He had that super rare Crown Royal from Canada that was made of that old whiskey barrel. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't, or maybe.
The shit was like...
I mean, that was literally 20 years ago.
And I remember he came to work. Well, he worked at the community or the country liquor. He
ran the liquor store.
And I was his Budweiser guy. And I came in one day. He was so pissed. I guess your sister got into it one night and started drinking this shit.
Yeah. Why am I not surprised? She's all.
Yeah.
And it had been on the shelf forever.
Oh, he's been saving it probably.
They were delivering to each liquor store like two bottles. They were, I mean, because there was. It was this last casket of whiskey they had.
Oh, dude.
And they took that whiskey out, and it was rare.
I'm asking her about it.
They'll never make any more ever again. You know what I mean? And he was saving that shit for a special day. You know what I'm saying?
Obviously. Amy thought it was a special day.
Amy was drinking that shit on a Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
It probably was. She's like, I need this for my Guitar Hero. It's fine.
And Amy tells me, I don't have stories. Whatever.
I don't. She has plenty of stories.
I like it.
She does, too.
Oh, I know she does.
She can look mm-hmm. at a car, like look at the mangled whatever door panel and say, oh, it's going to be $2,400 to fix that. Like print out the estimate and it's like $2,350. I don't know.
She's like the Rain Man of car repair.
She gets it.
All right.
Nice.
We got one more story, Michelle.
Right. And that's going to be the Nice Headlights Harris.
Yes.
Nice Headlights Harris.
Another car story for us.
Yeah. Not even. It's a band story. It's my first concert ever.
Yeah.
And so...
I'm going to think it's a Girls Gone Wild moment.
And I think we all know what happened.
Crowd surfing moment. My very first experience. My very first concert ever because I was not allowed to go to concerts while I was under 18 and living in my parents' house.
Same.
Exactly.
Same.
Totally acceptable rule. Mm-hmm. My parents are still the best. But yeah, so I was jazzed for this. And it was the Summer Sanitarium Tour in 2000. So it was Metallica, Kid Rock, Power Man 5000,
Korn.
Of the Down.
I was at that same concert.
And Korn. So did you see me on the Jumbotron?
Dude, it was my birthday. I was so hammered. I didn't see me.
Oh my God. Dude, so like, I'm not going to lie. I was kind of like.
Where was the concert at?
Mile High Stadium.
Mm. So I'm in Kid Rock. It was. Whatever. Like, so I walked off stage. But I was, like, kind of kicking myself in the ass afterwards because then his little midget guy died. And
little Joe or Joe C?
Joe C, that's it. Yep. Yeah. And they had
so
that
you were
giant,
up on stage with
they had
them.
That giant, like, puff up, like, blow up, and they took up the whole stage, and it was a giant, like, middle finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a cool show. So that was my first concert ever, and I was so excited to be there. Like, I went with my two best guy friends, but, like, literally everyone in town had tickets to that show. It was, like, a big deal back in the day where you had to stand in line at Budget to get tickets. And so I did stand in line at Budget at, like, 7:30 in the morning or whatever it is.
Right.
Get the tickets. And then you wait the 3 months or whatever and you count down to the show. So the day had finally come and we're going and we're having a great time. And, I went with Matt Harding, I think, and, Ben Couples, but he left his ticket. So he just had to hang out in the parking lot and listen to the show from outside. I was like, shit, I think he might have had a bottle of Jack. So who knows, but it totally sucked. So,
Sorry, Matt.
We had general admission tickets. And so Matt and I went in and we had a great time. And you know, System of the Down got booed off stage. And I was like, you people are stupid. You don't understand.
I love that.
Where are you
going to
be?
System of the Down.
Thank you. Thank you. I said, you people are dumb.
If you ever see me at the gym. Because
fast forward 20 years and now where are they? They're huge. Yeah.
If you ever see me at the gym running faster on that treadmill.
System of down.
Yeah, dude. So I bought tickets to the Sick New World Festival in Vegas this year because System is headlining it.
Nice.
And there's going to be like 70 some bands in one day. So I guess we're going to see how that goes. I've never been to a festival of that size.
Right.
And I've never gotten to a plane by myself and gotten that far for.
It'll be good.
I'm meeting a friend, so it'll be fun. It'll be exciting. So anyway, headlights? We get there.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Headlights. We get there, and we're partying down, and they start, like, Korn is on, and they start, like, getting the mosh pit going, and I'm, like, really excited.
I have a story that matches this. I'm excited now. You have your headlights?
Yes!
Yes.
So Korn is going, and I'm, like, you know, I'm seeing all these people, and, like, I've only ever seen MTV, and you see the live videos of the concerts, and people are floating on the crowd, and I really want to do that, and it looks so fun, so we're going to do that, and so I, like, go up
in and you're
the,
tiny.
In the crowd, like, oh, and I probably, to... like, in just out of high school, so it was in August, and we graduated, what, I was, like, I just turned 18, so right. I was probably 95 pounds, soaking wet, teeny tiny. Thing and right. I was wearing a red crushed velvet spaghetti strap tank top with a black lace bra under it. I was styling.
There we go.
Like, Levi 501.
Oh, 501s. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, dude. I had my Converse on. I was styling.
Nice.
It was great. This was fun. We were going to Korn,
right.
And I'm like doing it. Okay, so I get up there and I'm like, yeah, that was pretty good. And then I start getting scared because it's like I'm getting like thrown around and like people are like grabbing me in areas that I was like, maybe this is a little more than I thought. And actually, my cell phone fell out of the back pocket. My shirt got ripped, the spaghetti strap and my bra strap completely off. And I'm like panicking at this time because I'm like trying to keep it on. I don't even notice until they're putting me down that I'm like completely exposed. And it's on the Jumbotron or whatever.
Look, getting you missed out, Larry.
Broadcast to the entire stadium. So like I'm mortified at this point. And like I find Corey Buchanan in the crowd after I get, you know, surprisingly though, they found my Motorola flip phone in the crowd and I got it back.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the second, both two concerts. And I stopped taking my phone in then.
It was a nice trade for a boob shot.
So I'm mortified at this point and I'm like tying my shirt back together, trying to like fix it and like it's not happening. So I kind of had this like strapless bra motif thing going on and the shirt was flopping off of me and Corey's like wearing a wife beater, so he takes his wife beater off and he gives it to me and I was like, thank you so much. So much
nice
for that.
Job, Corey.
So stand-up guy, and I'm like, okay, so then Kid Rock comes on and I'm not having it and I need some refreshments, and it was probably at that time like a $5 lemonade, what you're paying like $15 for.
Oh,
now,
I get it. Yeah, no, I remember.
I get in the line and I'm waiting for the lemonade.
That's fresh squeeze.
And like I had a, I'm not going to say who it was because I had a crush on him and I don't want him to know that I had a crush on him. Cause
it was me.
He was a handsome kid in my class.
Was it like, me?
Morgan High School.
Yeah.
But anyway, I hear from like I'm in the line and I'm just like doing my thing like waiting for my lemonade and I hear nice headlights, Harris.
Oh, no.
And it was this guy, the guy you had a crush on,
and I'm like, oh,
the guy you had the crush on.
Oh no.
I was so embarrassed. I was like, thanks.
Own it, dude.
What are you saying? It, I was like,
did you get
the?
Did you guys go out after that? No. Dude.
Years and years later, we wound up like, you know.
You don't buy the calf, you get the milk for free, Michelle. Okay, like, he's receiving the goods.
Years and years later, we wound up like having like a drunken like pool night at the bar and we kissed and there was no zing. So I'm glad it never went anywhere. Like it didn't, but like but I was like, yeah, it was so embarrassing. Nice headlights, Harris. So I was like fucking mortified.
I was at that concert. I just told this story like three podcasts ago.
Of the corn.
And you missed this. You were there and you missed this.
So here's what happened.
It was his 21st birthday. Give him some credit.
It was like my 26th. It was my birthday. It was on my birthday.
Oh, you said. I thought you said 21st.
So it's funny. We, like you said, you had to wait in line. Hastings and Pueblo, you got in line. You drew lottery numbers. You could buy only 10 tickets, right? There was this.
Yeah,
so we got there at night. Stay there all night.
Camped out.
It was so much fun. These kids nowadays, they're missing out on this shit.
Agreed. They don't know what it's like. You just go online and buy shit.
Yep. It was 10 of us. So we backed out. So Tim Dussault, I called Timmy. I said, my buddy from Brush will come. You know, my boy will come.
The Pepsi guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to hell.
Tim and I are the only two not tripping acid out of our group, right?
Oh, well, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. I'm drunk.
I had those kind of stories too. Sorry, Mom. I love you, but we've talked about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about those later.
Right. Tim was going through a divorce at the time, so he gets hammered. We both get hammered. Right?
You're trashed.
But right before Metallica comes on stage, I have nachos because I am drunk.
I love nachos at a venue, though. You have to.
Buddy, I am so hammered. I give nothing but nachos. If there was a child in the middle of the road getting run over, I'm like, sucks for him. I have nachos. You know? So all of the women in that hole, you weren't the only one, man. They were all flashing. I mean, they were all
Well, technically,
up.
Kelly was not flashing on
I didn't
own
do it on purpose. Right. Well, I'm not going to willingly. I mean, I don't have a lot up top, so.
Tim was grabbing my like a child trying to get their mother's attention. It's like, Larry. And all I could say was, get the fuck away from me, nachos. And I'm just eating my nachos. I missed so many boobs. I missed so many boobs that day, dude. But it was a great concert. Such a good concert.
Dude, it was the best first concert ever.
Yeah.
Like, I had a blast. It was amazing. Until I got my shirt ripped off. And then after that, you know, whatever. I've radically accepted in the 24 years.
Hey, man. You know, as long as you came out okay and unscathed, it's all good, bro.
I didn't die. I didn't, like, get dropped on my head. Yeah. There was no brain damage from the...
I thought Korn was amazing.
The sidewalk. Yeah.
They were amazing.
And I've seen them quite a few times since. I've seen them with Slipknot a few times. Yeah.
I've seen them twice. I also saw them at the World Arena.
Dude, I saw them with Skrillex, and that wasn't my favorite. I was just like, guys.
Yeah.
And then they redeemed themselves afterwards.
Korn is amazing.
Agree. Like, I remember when they very first came out. Right. I had the self-titled
Follow
album.
Follow the Leader, right? Wasn't that it?
No, Korn was self-titled. Follow the Leader was the second album, wasn't it? Because it was the creepy kid on the swing. And it said Korn in the sand.
Right?
That was the first album.
It was, yes. It was
with
Blind.
Sheets and Ladders
Blind.
And
the
Blind.
The song was Blind. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right?
Yeah. So it was an amazing concert, man. Awesome. I missed that. For me, I didn't get to do it this year, and I kicked myself.
Let's go to some shows.
Let's do it, man. There's nothing better than going to an awesome concert on a warm summer night at, like, a venue like Red Rocks or
Red Rocks is my
outside.
Most
and I just
favorite.
Love yeah. concerts. Yeah. Red Rocks is my favorite outdoor venue. Yeah. I hate Fiddlers. It's the worst. But, like, I just love music and concerts. Yeah. Like, I went to Springs. I drove up there by myself. Like I was saying, like, it scares me to drive by myself.
Be careful, dude.
But I drove to Springs, and I stayed there. I stayed in a hotel. I met some friends up there, and we had a great time.
Right.
But and we waited in the car for almost an hour, and it was snowing and cold and raining, and we still had to stand in line. We missed the opening band. But it was amazing. We saw From Ashes to New, Catch Your Breath, The Word Alive. It was
nice. Awesome. I was so hammered at that show.
I don't remember it.
Aubrey.
The girl you're going to introduce to my concert friend.
She was and there with you?
Her husband was there at the time. He passed. He was in an accident. Oh. But Kelly was one of my boys, you know. And I remember I'm lucky I'm the size I am because it stopped me from getting my ass kicked a lot, you know? If I was smaller, I'd have to shit it out of me a lot. I'm drunk and trying to walk up the stairs, but I'm leaning on people, right? And
there's always this common denominator.
Yeah. So Aubrey smacks him. She's like, go follow Larry and make sure. Now, granted, Kelly's tripping balls. He doesn't know what's happening.
Fucked up anyway. He doesn't know.
I go to the bathroom.
Oh, the plastic people.
I'm peeing and I'm starting to slide down the wall. He's screaming at me. He's like, if you fall on this floor, you'll lay there. I can't pick you up. He's yelling at me like, we're dating, like he's mad at me, like we're lovers, you know.
So
so we finally got out of there. Yeah, it was, but then when Kelly passed, it was one of the worst days of my life because he was such a good dude like that. But man, I remember him being so upset with me and me being like, "You're not my friend," you know.
Just leave me here, then.
Two teenage girls just super pissed at each other is what it sounded like. Yeah. So yeah,
that's awesome.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. What do you think about that one? Do you have
like
one in
you
mind?
Were there. You can't. It can't
know,
be a lie.
Oh, there's a lot of boobs.
Kelly's a good storyteller.
Yeah,
I like to talk about stuff.
Yeah, well, it's
tell stories.
And I'm with you. I love concerts. I do. I've always
it's
been
my
a fan.
All-time favorite thing. If I could go to one a week.
Right. Yeah. Mom wouldn't let me go when I was in high school at all. Because you'll do the drugs. I think she thought. And I'm like, come on, you know.
So I did them anyway. Sorry, Mom. I love you. We've talked.
She knows. She's gonna be like, oh my god.
I haven't
done
hardcore street drugs in 21 years. No, I'm a really good.
That's
kid.
Awesome. Good for you. That's awesome.
No, it's I don't know. Concerts and.
It's my jam.
Yeah.
Like, I used to go to those Lollapaloozas. And
they were
I wish. Dude. Oh, my God.
Which one did you go to?
Many of them. Courtney Love was there.
I
loved Courtney Love.
To the Warped Tour, that would have been. I wanted to go so bad.
Everybody was cussing out Courtney.
And then they had that When You Were Young Tour in Vegas or whatever, and it was all the 90s alternative bands, 3 days worth.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
The last one I got the chance to go see was the Motley Crue Poison Def Leppard. It was
nice. And it was sold out at the stadium, right?
Yeah, it was badass.
I saw everybody's feed blowing up, and I was just like, I didn't. But those, I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah.
And it's speaking of which, it's a nosebleed, but I don't invest in nosebleed if I can't. It's a
little dick how much.
So totally ridiculous.
Tickets are. It's just ridiculous.
I had met Patty at that time, and that was our first thing. Like, we'll go see the concert. In August of 2020, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
A year later, she's like,
for the COVID.
They're offering rebates. So I'm like, just get our money back. It's not, one of those guys is going to die before that concert comes. You know?
It's not really going to happen. And I mean, how many times have they done farewell tours?
Yeah. And who did I see the other day? Oh my gosh, it was The Cure.
Yeah.
That guy.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, he was singing up there on that stage, and I was like, holy, yeah. How old is that guy?
60.
He looked rough. He looked a little rough. But yeah.
Dude, I saw 30 Seconds to Mars is going to be at Red Rocks, and I'm like, oh. It's going to be. Oh.
Yeah, we got our money back, and then the concert comes back. By the time we'd broken up, and I was, you know, whatever. Yeah, I was so sad, and I got so super lucky. Loranda had some family shit going on, and she had tickets.
So much.
And she called and says,
"Oh, Loranda took you?"
No, she goes, "Do you want the tickets?"
Oh, nice.
And I go, "Yes, yes, please." So she sold me her tickets, and I was like, oh, "So awesome."
She didn't go.
Yeah, she didn't.
I didn't know Loranda the first time we did the podcast because I went back and re-listened to it.
Oh, okay.
Telling a story about Lou and the tornado. Remember? Because you called her.
Yeah.
She was like, "Get in the."
Yeah. If she's freaked out,
you should be freaked out. I met her when my sister was working with her at the city.
Oh, that's
right. I love her. We've gone to quite a few concerts too.
She's okay. So anyway. Wow,
I haven't seen her forever. Yeah, I don't get out much.
She's doing well. So
good.
All right.
I just missed.
Yeah, you guys pick. I'm curious.
We got three stories here. Do you have one in mind?
I'm like, do you guys need Michelle? A hint? I don't
know. Nope, I'm
going to tell you. I was just going to lead you astray.
I'm going to just sip a little more.
You know, open that.
You got to try the last one. You need your lime.
Is that the cinnamon one?
Well, we're going to save this one to the last because we're not going to have it on ice.
Okay.
Because it's...
Yeah. I got you.
Okay. So this is a cinnamon one.
What was this one? This one was the peanut butter.
All right.
Peanut butter, it was pretty... Hey, we're kind of...
We're running out of time here, Michelle.
Well, hurry up. No, come on. Come on, Michelle.
Okay. 4 hours.
You act like this is your podcast or something. I know. Okay. So which one?
So, no, don't pick it yet. We got a rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
So, what are you, a four pumper?
Rock, paper, scissors.
What are you,
don't
Michelle?
Don't
fucking
kill me. I haven't played rock, paper, scissors,
You're dead to me. That's fine.
I could change my ways. You can teach me new tricks.
What do you do? You're a three-pumper. Yeah, I thought
right
so.
Way. It's the right so
that's
way.
That's what we're doing. All right, ready?
I was like three.
All right, we got three stories. Name them off there, Michelle.
We have Nice Headlights Harris, Down with the Sickness, and Near Death Experience.
What are you thinking? That, by the way, is really good.
Is it the best one?
No, I like the peanut butter better. But
it's
good.
It's got something.
Yeah.
What is that bite on the back? All right.
You don't have any idea, do you?
I don't.
Really? I'm going to go ahead and take a guess then. Are you good? No?
First one.
The Down with the Sickness? Do you have any reason why? Or did you take it a blind guess? Dead air.
No, wait a second. Let's see here. Well, let me rethink this for a second. Wait, which is the one that you went to the concert with your buddies? It was the Nice Headlights ones, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that one was the Nice Headlights.
I'm going to go back to the Nice Headlights, I think.
You think that something's not right there?
There was something. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think Nice Headlights is a true story. I'm going to go with that one. I think Near Death Experience is also a true story because it's, although it's a little out there, I think.
So out there.
Yeah, it's a true story. I'm going to go Down with the Sickness. It had the least amount of detail to it. It can have been the easiest one to make up by far.
Well, and it may be.
Or to embellish because.
Because you tripped up on something.
Yeah.
With the. Headlights one.
Right.
So maybe that's throwing me off a little bit.
Right.
Because you kind of stumbled. You tripped off.
Right.
Tripped up on a name.
So what are you going to take? I'm going to go Down with the Sickness.
That's the first one I went with, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to, okay.
Before you flip that over, I do want to say thank you to the Brush Emporium and Pizza Emporium for giving us a place to do this. They, yes. Because of them, we have a place to have a home cool for the bullhucker. You like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Up in the world, man, since the last so. Time.
You're kind of cool.
Two and a half years.
I got you to sign my wall. It's been years since you've done this podcast, so that's very cool. If you come, they have pizza. They have frozen yogurt, ice cream, pastas. They have all kinds of cool stuff.
Ooh,
they
pastas
have,
now.
They have pastas. Yes. Yeah, they do all kinds of great stuff delicious. Here. They have a bunch of homemade stuff upstairs, like from vendors, local people doing mm-hmm. their crafts upstairs. If you're looking for, well, it's, Christmas has already passed, but if you want a great gift, you're looking kind of any gift.
Prepare for next year.
Yeah, yeah, or just come in and check out what they got. Yeah. They got a lot of cool local vendors that are selling their stuff here. And it's owned by great people who love this town. That's why they
support
have this here.
Business, yeah,
they've done an amazing job. They're just good people. And because of them, we get to have this podcast. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always eternally grateful. Yeah, it's great. One of them was down here drinking the whiskey with us earlier. They're just down to earth people.
There we go. Yay. Very good.
Also, if you have had fun listening to this and you want to listen some more, on the bottom right-hand corner of the screen, there's a little red dot. That's our subscribe button. Go ahead and click that. It's a small click for you, but a huge click for us. And also follow us on any platform you listen to it on. Leave a rating and review. We'll love you forever. And for funsies right now, if you're watching this on YouTube before Kelly flips that over, why don't you write below on the comments below which one you think it is. See if you're right or not. And leave it there. If you're wrong, that's cool too. It's always fun to see what people
guess.
You never
say that to me.
What's that?
If you're wrong.
Yeah, if you're wrong, it's fine. You're
yeah,
not,
yeah, because I can't track them, Michelle. If I could, I'd be up their ass too. So
you were not right.
Anyway, thank you so much to all them. And also Magical Beans. You know, thank you for the support and the sponsorship too. So yeah. Make sure you check her out. Like I said, she's over in the old Country Steakhouse. It's the block now.
Morton County block.
So serving up coffee. Here in 2 weeks, you'll be getting your coffee in a Bullhucker mug. So
nice. Very nice.
Very cool. So. Very nice. Having said all that, please, let's see your board. Down with the sickness.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay.
What's not true? What's not true?
It was the only part that wasn't true is that I didn't get the microphone.
Okay.
Everything else is true. Yeah, I got punched in the face, all that. I lost my LeBray ring.
Nice.
It fell out because it was only like 2 weeks old, and it grew shut by the next day.
That's see, that had at least done a detail. So in the other two, so
and it's been so long ago, and I was
well, you messed up on a name on the headlight one, and I was like, no, that's it. But
what name did I say? I don't know.
You said the wrong guy went in, or you said the
yeah. Well,
guy
I went
with you.
Matt and Ben. Ben has since passed away. He is the one that got stuck out in the parking lot. Matt's the one that went in.
Gotcha. Mm. Okay.
Near death experience. True story.
So every detail. Crazy piece of it.
That's nuts.
There's nothing on Facebook. There's nothing social media. There's nothing.
Who was the
State Patrol or who was the?
I don't know. I stayed in the car. Randolph was talking to them. Like, I mean, I seriously was freaked out. And it was like, dude, it was 6 weeks ago. It was December.
Interesting.
What? No, November 7th or something like that. Whatever that Tuesday was. Because and it was cold. So I was like.
And my favorite part of this podcast is Nice Headlights Harris is a true story.
Yeah. it was a horrible story. Nice. My first concert experience.
You know, and the funny part
was... But
it
didn't scare me from going back.
Right. But the funny part is we laugh now, but at that, you're a different person at that age, right? You're more self-conscious about a lot of things.
I was for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. I don't doubt it, you know.
And I mean, I literally just this whole year, honestly, God's honest truth, because I'm like super open about my struggles. And the biggest struggle that I always had was... that I didn't think that I was worthy of true love, happiness, or success. I didn't have mirrors in my house. I didn't look at myself. I hated myself.
Oh.
I thought I was ugly.
You're beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't think that anymore. I know that I'm like good. Fucking queen, bro. That's but, I mean, for the longest time. So it was, like, devastating to me. It was like, I didn't wear a spaghetti strap. I still don't. After that.
I'm not taking chances.
I wore this racer back ones.
You know what? I don't wear them either. So, that was great. It's cool to have you back on. Before we go though, I do want to say it's cool. You said you're coming up in the podcast. Nothing like you're coming up with Break the Silence, not Breaking the Silence. Break the Silence.
I get it
right. When we first came on, you were still. I don't say it's infancy by any means.
Yeah, though we were new as a nonprofit.
You were, but you still had a base of what you knew where you were going. You know,
that's because like if you would have asked me even a year ago, if I'd be where I'm at right now doing the things that I'm doing,
right.
No. I mean, I literally.
How many years has it been now?
So we're working on the 8th festival.
Right. Nice.
So 7 years, we've passed.
So, yeah, I don't know. I never anticipated having the resource center. We're getting a curriculum published for you, youth.
Nice.
Like a peer-led trauma support and recovery. The girl that's writing it is just turned 15, actually, over the last weekend. So
that's awesome. Wow.
Well, that's good.
Well, and we, if you're new to the podcast and you don't know Kelly, real quick, what is it? What is Breaking the Silence?
So Break the Silence is a nonprofit that I started. So I started doing the Suicide Awareness Festival in 2017 just to raise awareness for mental health and suicide prevention and to use music as a platform to bring the communities together to start the hard conversations. Right. And to say it's okay to talk about it, it's okay to ask for help, right? And right. So the disconnect when we started doing it those many years ago was that awareness. People weren't talking about it.
Right.
And that's different now. It's more like, where do we find the help? We're talking about it. Everybody's talking about it now, especially after the pandemic. Now all the providers are like saturated and people are on wait lists.
Yeah, where do people find the help? Because when I was in radio, we interviewed a lot of people. I have a good friend of mine and the struggles in the family. And it's like, they say there's help out there, but it's not. It's not to get to, but it's not the easiest. Yeah, but
I go to Psychology Today all the time, and it's all constantly updated. So people might say having a wait list today, and then tomorrow they might be accepting new clients.
Nice. Right.
So, I mean, I literally go look at that all the time. I refer people to, you know, area resources. I'm not a I have people come and they talk to me, and I always say I'm not a licensed mental health professional. I can tell you what worked for me. I'm not like a life coach by any means. What it is peer support, 100%. I can tell you what worked for me. I can, you know, break down. I can give you an out of the box that you're in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I like to do. Like I have people that come in. It's so exciting now because I have people that come in the office. I used to just meet them at coffee shops or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I never would have thought in a million years that's where I'd be going, that we'd be having support groups and operating MOUs for my 501. Like, what does this even mean? I need an SOP and a business plan, all this crazy stuff. And God's just placing all the people in my path that are helping me with it. Once, you know, we're actually restructuring the board right now. So there's a lot of things going on just as we phase up to the next level.
Right. I think it's cool. And then, mental health is a real thing. It is, honest to God, is. And people, it's the health you care least about. You take the least care of.
Yeah.
Correct?
I mean, I'm guilty of the same thing because I still have just learned the self-care lesson. And I avoided a lot of things in my past that I wasn't willing to accept. I know I said it a couple times, but I'm like seriously working on the radical acceptance.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it's really helped me. I did a lot of EMDR to work through some like serious traumas that caused me to think the way that I was thinking before that I said for the last two decades of my life. I really believe those things about myself. But I worked through it. I went through the EMDR. I did the trauma work. I do counseling every week, sometimes every 2 weeks, sometimes once a month. Right now we're at once a week.
Right.
But I mean, it's a real thing. I know I've said it in the past and I say it all the time. Recovery is a daily journey. You can be in recovery for a lot of things, for your mental health, for your physical health, for addictions, trauma. Mm-hmm. So it's a daily, like, I don't just get up one day and be like, I'm fully recovered. So, I mean, I want to help people if they're wherever they're at in the journey, I can meet them.
Right.
Because like, I think I'm in a good place. So I feel like I'm in a much better place than I have been ever in the last
it's cool.
5 years.
It's cool you're even trying. You know what I mean? It's cool that you have it at all. You know, that's.
And somebody asked me the other day and I was just like, really though? Yeah, I mean it. Because I said, that's what I want for everybody. I want every single person on the planet to be a happy, healthy, contributing member of society.
Right.
That is what I want for everybody.
Right.
Oh, you can't mean you want that for every Joe Schmo on the street.
Yeah, of course you do.
And I was like, but yeah, though, I do.
Yeah.
I want that for everybody. I want that for the three people that stuck me in the back last year. You know what I mean? I don't, I'm not holding a grudge because I used to be a negative grudge holder and it was sucking the joy out of my life. And I see that now. I do want everybody to be healthy. And if there is a way that I can help people find the avenue to get on a mental wellness journey. We do a lot of non-traditional mental health programs and stuff too that we're building. So we'll have to go into those.
Good.
Lots of stuff. Fun stuff. We could talk about that for a whole nother 2 hours.
Our time's almost up. I know.
But thank you. I mean, honestly, it's just with the level of support from you. I mean, Dave's year one.
Yeah.
Forever you've been there.
Yeah.
It's just like I have so many people that I look back and I'm like, number one, I can't believe that it's been that long that we've been, that we're rolling up on 8 years. That's almost a decade. Remember when I said, I don't even know if I'm going to make it through this year. Mm-hmm. I might make it to five. Well, we're almost to 10.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I mean, it's just because I found my path that God had for me. And once I found it, I was like, not failing, deterring off it.
And it's also inspiring for other people. You know what I mean? It's cool. And Michelle is a test this more than I can, but it's probably been fun for you to watch her grow. It's been fun for you to see it take off and run.
It has. You know, I interviewed you several times on the radio, and it's just it's an important thing that she's doing, and you have a passion behind it. And
I love it.
You know, it's always cool, especially when you can follow a passion, but especially when it does good for others. That makes it even better.
And people always say, well, how do you pour so many hours into it? Because I mean, I'm a mom. I do the Break the Silence. I have a side job. You know what I mean? I do, but I pour. And I am getting better about boundaries, because if it's after like 10 o'clock, unless it's like a 911, like I wait until the next day.
Yeah.
My voicemail says I'll get back to you within 24 hours. You know, I have to, like, be a mom when I have my kid half the time, you know, I have to do that. But for the most part, how do you pour in 60 hours? You're doing emails, text messages, you're finding bands, like, I'm on, hey, I've seen you at this show, I am, like, connections, but it doesn't feel like work, because I love it, and when I hear the person say, I'm here today because I went to your event, and I heard what you had to say, and I heard what the other people had to say, and I took home some resources, and I'm standing here today because, because of Break the Silence, so it's humbling, like, and I am thankful for that. Like, I get to see that what I'm doing is making a difference.
Yep. Awesome.
It helps me heal on my journey to help other people.
So, Kelly, how do I find you online?
So our website is www.breakthesilenceinc.org.
Okay.
And then our office is at 612 East Railroad in Fort Morgan.
And that link will be on the description below if you're having problems. Call it, man. There's nothing wrong. There's no shame in it. They don't. Cool. There's nothing wrong.
And then 988 is available 24/7.
What's 988?
988 is going to be the suicide and crisis lifeline.
Okay.
So any crisis, if you're feeling anything at all, like, they're available 24/7.
Nice.
And you can call them or you can text them. It's like a support line 24/7.
That's good.
365.
That's awesome. And if you need it, man. Go get it, man. There's no shame.
Break the Silence is on Facebook. I think it's Break the Silence Inc. on Facebook and Instagram. And then you can find my personal page on there, too.
Cool.
Hit me up.
Nice.
Send me a message.
Good, thanks.
I answer the phone.
Very nice.
I really do.
Kelly, it was awesome to see you again.
You guys, too.
Good stories,
too. Thank you so much. Yeah, I know. I was like, I know that I was like super nervous when I was telling the first story, too. So I'm like, they're going to see right through it.
Nah.
No, I was stumbled.
You knew it was a lie.
Oh. I was stumbled on it. So.
You do 150
No, I had fun. I'm really excited about it. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I look forward to the next time.
100 more episodes. We'll get there.
We will.
We'll get there.
It's only been 2 years.
Yeah, it's only been 2 years. So anyway, I'm Moose Lundstrom.
Michelle Staley.
Hey, catch you later.
Peace. Have a good one.